بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of talghin al-mayyit. We know that it is a recommended act when a person is buried, when he is deceased and he is buried. Some formulas or some supplications, some invocations are recited to the deceased body of the person by a sheikh, by a sayyid, you know, by an imam. And what is the philosophy of talghin al-mayyit? What does it mean? What is the exact text of that? And what is the benefit of talghin al-mayyit?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, talghin al-mayyit can be based on the narrations, is done in three stages. First, when a person is muhtadar, meaning that he or she is about to die, talghin can be done. Then when he or she is buried, but still, the rocks are not put on the grave. And second, after the time that they are buried. Talqin al-Mayyit is rooted in the narrations of the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. We have narrations about Talqin al-Mayyit by our Prophet and the Imams. It was done at their time. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that, before their death, do talqin al-mayyit for your dead people, but yes. I mean those who are going to die, by saying la ilaha illallah. And also in our narrations, we see that talqin is recommended to be done regarding tawheed, the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the imamate of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. The supplications and the formulas are mentioned in our books. For example, one of them is that for the people who are going to pass away, they are muhtadar.
Yes.
To ask them to repeat or at least to listen to our to us saying that La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem, La ilaha illallah al-ali al-azim, and the rest of the narrations. Our dear listeners can find it in Man la yahdur al-faqih by Sheikh al-Saduq, volume 1, page 132. But mainly, talqin al-mayyit is about the time that the dead body is put in the grave. So at that time, we see that based on the narrations, the knots of the shroud are untied and the face of the dead person is put on the soil. And a person approaches him or her, then they do the talqin by saying that I just shared a part of talqin because it's of great, benefit for us as living human beings. Isma ifham ya fulan ibn fulan. Listen, understand, O fulan, son of fulan, or if they are lady, the feminine pronouns are used here. Now, this is...
So, isma ifham, it means listen
and understand.
And understand, which is physically not possible for a deceased person.
That's it the point. When it comes to the philosophy of talqin al-mayyit, I will explain that this isma ifham means that they, the deceased person, can still listen and understand. Why? Because there is a kind of relation and connection between their soul and the body. And we have both, arguments from the narrations and also, the experiences of the people. So the time that a person passes away, the connection between the soul and the body is is still going to continue, not like the time that they're alive, but to some extent, it's still the soul is connected to the body.
Yes.
So although we are talking to the body, but the reality is that the soul of that person is hearing us, mm-hmm. is understanding us. So we are not able to see the body, to see the soul. We are addressing the body. But because of the fact that the soul of the diseased person is still connected to the to this body to some extent, the soul can hear us and can understand us. And this is the real wisdom and philosophy for doing Talqin al-Mayyit. I will explain more. So by saying Isma' Ifham, we are referring to this fact. هل أنت على العهد الذي فارقتنا عليه? Are you still on your covenant mm-hmm. with which you separated from us? What is that covenant? Then we begin saying that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family is the servant and the last prophet. And then at Shia, we mention the names of all the Imams of the Ahl Bayt alayhi wassalam. Then we say the following, إِذَا أَتَاكَ الْمَلَكَانِ الْمُقَرَّبَانِ When those two angels come to you, we know that one of the things, one of the events that happen in the grave in the world of Barzakh is that two angels would come to the dead person, to their soul, to ask them some questions. How the process is, we do not know really. But we are told that there would be a process of questioning in the grave. So we are addressing the dead person to tell them about these questions. سَأَلَاكَ عَنْ رَبِّكَ وَعَنْ نَبِيِّكَ وَعَنْ دِينِكَ وَعَنْ كِتَابِكْ وَعَنْ قِبْلَتِكْ وَعَنْ أَئِمَّتِكْ They would come to you, they would ask you about your Lord, your Prophet, your religion, your book, your Qibla, and your Imams. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ فَلَا تَخَفْ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ Do not feel fearful, do not grieve. وَقُلْ فِي جَوَابِهِمَا And then we say that, tell them that Allah is my Lord, Muhammad is my Prophet, Islam is my religion, Quran is my book, Kaaba is my Qibla, and then we refer to the names of the Imams of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi wassalam.
Yes.
And Talqin continues. We also refer to the fact that al-mawta haq, death is a truth. The question of munkar and nakir in the grave are truth.
Yes.
Sirat is truth, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
And as I mentioned, if they are female, then the names and pronouns are mentioned in the feminine form.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So about the effects of Talqin, if a sinful person or a person who does, for example, blasphemy dies, does this Talqin at all work for him?
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all, especially if they are. We're talking about disbelievers, mm-hmm. or I mean, those people who did not believe in these issues when okay. they were alive. That uh-huh. is the point. Uh-huh. So, talqin does not mean that when we are talking to a dead person who in this world does not believe in God, does not believe in the Prophet and the Imams, now by doing talqin, he would turn to a believer. No, it doesn't have any effect for them.
Mm-hmm.
Talqin is of benefit to those people who already believe in these issues. So what is the benefit? The separation of the body of and the soul is very horrible or very yes. threatening. I mean, it's maybe one of the most difficult times for any person in this world. So the person who passes away is in great fear and horror. Now, the philosophy of doing talqin is just to remind them of these facts, that he or she already believe in them in this world.
Mm-hmm.
This is one point. So by doing talqin, we do not teaching them a lesson, because already they knew that, they knew all these issues, they knew these beliefs. But that is just a kind of reminder. Why they are in need of this reminder? Because they are having a very tough time, a very difficult time. This separation of the soul and the body is very difficult stage of the end of life in this world.
That's right.
So that is why the soul in such situation is in need of just a kind of reminder, just mm-hmm. For us to give them, kind of calmness and comfort, to tell them, to remind them of what they believe in this world.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes.
So that is just a reminder for the believers.
Yes.
This is one philosophy. And the second wisdom, according to our scholars, is that when we read and study the narrations and the texts of Talqin, they refer, we can say that they contain a course of Islamic beliefs.
Yes.
By referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, the Day of Judgment, mm-hmm. the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So it is bringing a message to people who are alive. So Talqin al-Mayyit is not only beneficial for the dead people, it is also a great lesson for people who have taken part in the funeral ceremony to think about this time
mm-hmm.
that they are in the grave, and also to work on their beliefs.
That's right.
As long as they are alive. So, the point is that we need to be so firm in our beliefs that when we are put in the grave, we are able to confess that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not believe in God, in the grave you are not able to answer the question about God. If you do not believe in the religion of Islam, if you do not believe in the hereafter, and so on and so forth, you are not able to answer these questions. So this is also of benefit, as I mentioned, for the people present in the funeral ceremony to think about all these issues, to think about all these beliefs, if they have sometimes some doubts in their minds and hearts about the truth of some of these beliefs, then they are in need of working on them to ask the scholars, so that they are so firm in their beliefs that in the grave they are also able to confess to these beliefs.
And a Muslim can be buried without saying Talqin. It is not wajib.
Yeah, it's just a recommended action.
Recommended. And what about a non-Muslim? For example, if, I don't know, a non-Muslim wishes to die a Muslim, he does not find a chance by doing Talqin to a dead body of a Christian, can he be buried as a Muslim or not?
No.
No, it is not possible.
In that
it
case,
does not replace Shahadatain or something
no,
like that.
No, in that case, we have the concept of mustad'af, meaning that those people who look for the truth, but they were not able to find the truth.
Yes.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter Nisa that they are going to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they have done their best to find the truth, but they were not able to find the truth.
Okay.
So if you, die as a Christian, then doing Talqin would not be of any benefit.
That's right. Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. Thank you much, Sheikh Karimi. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن